time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Rear Admiral Ronnie Jackson has withdrawn his nomination to lead the Department of Veterans Affairs amid damaging allegations that he created a toxic work environment, drunkenly wrecked a car, and maintained poor prescription records while serving in the federal government. In Wednesday's White House press briefing, Sarah Sanders was asked about the vetting process for Jackson.
Are you telling us that the White House was not aware of any of the allegations before the president decided to name Dr. Jackson, just first of all, to clarify?
I'm telling you that none of those things have come up in the four separate background investigations that have taken place. There's been no area of concern that was raised for Dr. Jackson specifically.
Can you describe to us then what the vetting process was at the White House before he was named, given that, as Dave just mentioned, there is an Inspector General report and there have been allegations in the past that are now coming to light, but they existed before the president chose him?
Again, Dr. Jackson has undergone four separate background checks, one that was conducted by the FBI, and all of those revealed nothing and came back with a clean recommendation.
The only vetting that was done of him as a nominee was to look at his past background checks, is what you're telling us.
No, I mean, there's a number of things, but you also have to remember this is somebody that spends more time with the president than just about anyone. These investigations are very thorough and certainly something that was taken into consideration.
Apparently not. Donald Trump's personal attorney, Michael Cohen, will invoke his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination if called to testify in Stormy Daniels' lawsuit against the president.
When you have your staff taking the Fifth Amendment so they're not prosecuted.
Fifth Amendment, Fifth Amendment, Fifth Amendment. Horrible. Horrible. Her staffers taking the Fifth Amendment. How about that? But there are five people taking the Fifth Amendment, like you see on the mob, right? You see, the mob takes the Fifth. If you're innocent, why are you taking the Fifth Amendment?
If you're innocent, why are you taking the Fifth Amendment? Which brings us to the other big legal development today, which is that Michael Cohen says, based on advice of counsel, this is in the Stormy Daniels case, I will assert my Fifth Amendment rights in connection with all proceedings, in this case, to the ongoing criminal investigation by the FBI and U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York.
Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, who just joined the president's legal team to deal with the Russia investigation, met with special counsel Robert Mueller Tuesday to talk about a potential presidential interview. Giuliani reportedly conveyed the ongoing resistance of Trump and his advisors to an interview with federal investigators, but didn't rule out the possibility. French President Emmanuel Macron spoke before a joint session of Congress on Wednesday and used the speech to slam Trump on climate change.
What is the meaning of our life if our decision, our conscious decision, is to reduce the opportunities for our children or grandchildren? By polluting the oceans, not mitigating CO2 emissions, and destroying our biodiversity, we are killing our planet. Let us face it, there is no planet B. And I am sure one day the United States will come back and join the Paris Agreement. And I'm sure we can work together to fulfill with you the ambitions of the Global Compact on the environment.
Macron later said he believes the White House will pull out of the Iran nuclear deal for, quote, domestic reasons, describing Washington's foreign policy U-turns as, quote, insane. Embattled EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt appears before two House committees on Thursday dealing with his agency's budget. He will almost certainly be questioned about the explosion of spending and ethics scandals involving his agency's leadership. The New York Times obtained Pruitt's prepared talking points, which indicate he intends to use a defense that shifts blame to others. During a speech to bankers, White House Budget Officer Mick Mulvaney praised the influence of lobbying money, saying,
"We had a hierarchy in my office, in Congress. If you were a lobbyist who never gave us money, I didn't talk to you. If you were a lobbyist who gave us money, I might talk to you." Now, what Mulvaney just publicly described looks a lot like the kind of pay-to-play or swampy politics that Donald Trump promised to end. If you're a Democrat, you might look at Mulvaney's comments. or the president's personal business being enriched by taxpayer money, or some in the president's cabinet who've engaged in questionable spending on private jets, dining room tables, bulletproof seat covers, or Capitol Hill flats, and argue that Trump's Republican Party isn't living up to one of its core promises.
And I came up with this expression. It's called drain the swamp, right? Drain the swamp.
I've been fighting to drain the swamp. And sometimes it may not look like it, but believe me, we are draining the swamp. We need to drain the swamp.
Drain the swamp.
Truly, we are draining the swamp.
Drain the swamp.
Drain the swamp.
Boy, what a great expression. It really is amazing.
I'm draining the swamp. I got the
news. And that's a bit of What's News for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.